All right, we're looking at Romans chapter 10. I'll start reading at verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him, hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto what? Salvation. All right. We're going to call this tonight, Changing Your World. Changing Your World. All right, now, this is a principle that he's teaching here. Very, very powerful principle, and you can read all of Romans 10 and get a real good picture of what all he's talking about. But I just carved out a piece of this, and he says that the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Say, word of faith. Now, he's saying here, he told them in Paul's writing here, he says, hey, don't say who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall go to the deep to raise him up. In other words, don't try to bring Jesus back here to do this work, for he left you with his word. And the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Now, this, the reason why I call it overcoming the world is that if the world around you does not satisfy you, then you can recreate it. The world around you does not satisfy you, you can recreate it. Now, let me talk about some principles here, and I may just kind of jump around a little bit, but all of it's going to connect together somehow. Now, how were you made? And God created man. Chapter 1 of Genesis. God made man, chapter 2 of Genesis. So he is both created and made. Creating means to come forth, to bring something forth. And you and I came out of God. Didn't make us like he made the plants or whatever have you. He duplicated himself. Now, when he did that, you and I, Adam and Eve, were made in the image of God. And then God made a body from the dust. So he made a body from something that already existed, that you could see. But the people came out of him. And you and I are spirit. Now, when Adam was first operating in the earth, his ability was not limited to his body. The word body in the Greek is soma, meaning slave. And this body was supposed to be or designed to be a slave of the mind. And the mind was designed to respond to the spirit. So you had spirit, soul, and body. Okay. Now, Jesus, Paul teaches about walking in the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because this body was busy after Adam's fall, now being subjected and trained let me get my words right. Just a minute, I want to get the right words. And it was conditioned from this natural world. And when the spirit of man died, his mind took over. So his mind is now trying to figure everything out. When before you operated in a higher knowledge called revelation, where God and you were one, and you just downloaded from God right into your spirit. And you had total access to your mind. They tell me when people die now, they only use about, 10% of their brain now? Because they can't get at the rest of it. And so now, Adam's body was not the limit of his ability. Now that's key for you to know. His body was not the limit of his ability. Now, notice Jesus is coming back and bringing back mankind back to where that was. Here is Jesus walking on water. And they cried out for fear when they saw it and said, "It's a spirit." They were right about that. But notice, his body didn't have dominion over his spirit. His spirit had dominion over his body. Now, you got what I'm saying? And everything God gave man dominion over, now once Adam fell, it all started having dominion over Adam. You know, the plants had dominion over them today. You know? Herb. You got what I'm saying? Oh yeah, cigarettes, can't put them down. Got dominion over. Now, Jesus came to restore that, see, but he had to start on the inside first, in the heart, in the spirit of a man. See, he had to recreate that spirit first. Now he's got to take the word and renew his mind, because the mind starts fighting the spirit. Because the mind has been conditioned by a world system that is improper and was not dealing with truth. See? So the enemy, let me just say a few words here, caused mankind to be limited pretty much to his intellect, and thus controlled by his system. So he made it so that mankind would reject the truth when it came, saying that he knows everything. Now, Jesus makes a statement. If you put something right here at Romans 10, where you have it? And let's go over to Matthew's gospel, Matthew chapter 15, please. All right. And Jesus makes a statement here. In verse 12, "Then came the disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?" They was always getting offended at Jesus. Verse 13, "But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be what? Rooted up." Now, plant. This plant could be synonymous with image. Nobody rises higher than their image. And the enemy had distorted our image, both of themselves and of God. For example, over in Numbers chapter 13, they said, we are in our own sight as what? Grasshoppers. So that was a distorted image. Over in Exodus chapter 32, Moses went up on the hill, up on the mountain, and while he was gone, and Aaron was in charge, they built a what? A calf. And they said, this be our God. This is who brought us out of Egypt. So notice, they had a distorted image of man, and they had a distorted image of God. And that's why you see people today making all kinds of statements, well, the Lord took him. Now, he's only 8 years old. The Lord took him. Or somebody saying, the Lord put this sickness on me. He's trying to teach me something. No, the devil's trying to kill you. And you better wake up. Remember what religion does. Religion always puts you in a place of non-resistance. That's why religion is so powerful. Because it inoculates you against the truth. You know, if somebody's going to try to, if flu season comes, they give people shots, you know. And these shots, man, you got to watch it, eh? That shot thing, they're just getting more and more shots. The reason why is because we ended up in a place because of the sins of mankind, more and more diseases are loose. That's why you got to get in this word and get you a dose of Psalm 91 or 103. But anyway, but notice now, the enemy trained the world population after the image that he wanted them to have. I call it the image of the beast. And he trained them even in thinking scarcity. For example, medicine. Now, let me go back to the end, and I'm not trying to, this is not meant to tell anybody, you taking medicine, throw your medicine away, okay? I'm telling you, whatever plant is in you that the Father did not plant, Jesus is working right now to root it out. Now, that plant is an image, and the image is how you see yourself, your God, you see your environment. It's the way you perceive things. Got it? So now it's medicine. But if you look in the Bible, the word of God is also medicine. Got it? Well, let's go over there and see. Come on over there, praise God. Come on over to Proverbs chapter 4, please. Proverbs chapter 4. Let me know when you get to Proverbs chapter 4, praise God. All right, look on the board if you don't, not there yet. I got to keep going. Verse 20. My son, attend to my words, and incline thine ears to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are what? Life to those that find them, and what else? Health to all their flesh. Somebody have a reference for health? What does your Bible say? All right? Many of the Bibles say medicine. I think if you put it up there in the, okay, the Amplified. What is the Amplified? Anybody have an Amplified? It says what? Healing and health, okay. The direct translation is medicine. So medicine to all their flesh. So you can take this as medicine. It's called a gospel. You got it? All right, come on, let's go over to Psalm 107, please. Psalm 107. Let me know when you get there. All right. Verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from what? Their destruction. You got it? What did he send to heal them? His word. Now notice what he's doing now. Everything that the systems of the world have set up to try to get you to draw to them and so forth and so on. He is saying, no, no, no. If you're in my kingdom, I can take care of you independent of any of the systems of the world. I'm not telling anybody to throw your medicine down. I'm not telling you that because I'm telling you what there's a principle working here. Come back to Romans chapter 10 again, please. Romans chapter 10. And look what it said. I want you to read this again. Verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now these things come because you believe it. You believe it with the what? Heart. Not with your head. Got it? So the heart is what you believe it with. And when you believe it with the heart, then confession is made that will now work it from the inside, come on, to the outside. All right, now what am I saying? I'm saying that if you were brought up on medication, if that's all you know, then medication is what you believe in. But once you get in the kingdom, everything that God didn't plant, he plans to root out. He plans to make it so that you won't need that medication, but you can take a gospel. Got it? That if any among you sick, let them call for the elders of the church. Got it? And it doesn't make any difference. And the prayer of faith will heal the sick and the Lord will raise them up. And if been any sins, will be forgiven. It didn't say it'll heal everything but HIV. Wrong. Anything you got. That anointing oil, once you take it out of that bottle, the power of the Holy Ghost goes with it. Come on now. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, I'm only telling you that because we believe in medication. That's why we have it. We have an image of it. That's why we got something called a medicine cabinet. Well, we believe in it. Now, turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Well, I'm just going to slow it down and tell you what the deal is. So the Bible says you shall know the what? Truth. And the truth will make you free. I mean, it's coming to a time that we need to kind of get back to where God wants us to get back to. Because I'm just hearing, I mean, I try to watch the news and they break every 3 minutes with medication. Take this, but don't take this if you're taking that. Because if you do, then you might have a reaction and lose your kidney. That's right. Come on now. Why? Because the world is getting into more and more darkness. As the time goes on, they're not getting closer to Christ. The world is getting further away from them.
The answer is going to be coming from the church. But people are taking it because that's their only alternative. I'm telling you, there's another alternative. Amen. And the other alternative is a gospel. Yes, but what you got to do is you got to take time and root out the medical image. Yes. Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. Nothing wrong with physicians. Thank God for them, because they weren't here, a lot of Christians be dead. But that can treat the world. You can be treated by God. Listen. There should be no scientific verdict to determine your destiny. Are you kidding me? God made you. You belong to God. You don't belong to some science experiment or some medicine that they take. I'm just saying, listen, don't get condemned. You get out of here. You got to take your medicine. Go take it. I'm saying if you keep coming in here, we're going to root out. We've had people that have come in here on many medications, and they have come all the way down the one thing and so forth. I'm telling you, my mom was when she finally came here to stay with us here in this years ago in Chicago. I mean, she had one plastic bag full of pills that she was taking this, that. So, man, how did that happen? See, because one doctor said, no, you need to take this. Then go to another doctor, said, no, well, you're taking this, but you need some of this too. Then go to them, and then the drug company is just pumping it out. Pow! I got nothing against them, but they're using all the wisdom they know. I'm saying you can be exposed to a whole nother level of living. Say amen to this. All right, look at Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Put it up there. All right, look what it says. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What are issues? All right, one translation says forces. Another translation says boundaries or borders. Out of your heart are going to be the limitations of your life. Out of your heart is going to be what you believe. That's going to set the limitation. And I'm telling you, our belief has been trained by a demonic world system. That's why Jesus came and preached, you shall know the what? Truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let's put that scripture up there. It's John chapter 8 and verse 31. Let's put that up there, please. Just watch this now. Now, I'm not coming down on you. Listen, go and take it. But now when you take that pill, take it and say, I take this in Jesus' name. Amen. See, command the impurities to come out of that. Command the side effects to leave that thing. Come on now. I'm talking about what you got authority to do. Amen. All right, look what it says here. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Keep going. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Keep going. And they answered and said, we be Abraham's seed. There it is. And we were never in bondage to any man. Now, how sayest thou, we shall be made free? You can be in bondage and don't know it. Ask my wife. I even get a vitamin. She's laughing up here. And I get it from the Whole Foods store or something. And I sit it up there, and she says, sweetheart, you going to take it? I said, well, let me look at it first. How long have I looked at some of them vitamin pills? Months. I'm still sizing this pill up. I got to hear from the Lord. That's how much I hate to take a pill. But I take this here every morning. I take a dose and don't overdose. You can't overdose. Take as much as you want to. Take it 3 times a day. And you take that 3 times a day, something gotta give. Because virtue comes with that stuff. Are y'all with me? Changing your world. All right, let's go to another place. Let's go over there to Mark's gospel in chapter 5. Now understand, this will fix your health. How about your wealth? All right? If you're deficient in that area, it's because you've got the wrong image. Don't put it on your supervisor. That raise, I'm telling you, if you get it, the image that you've got will only cause something else to happen, and you'll be in the same shape you was in before you got it. Now, I'm not saying that's everybody, but normally that's what happens. If the image on the inside conducts your life, your subconscious is a thing that's working 24/7 to keep you in line with what you believe. 24/7, it doesn't sleep. It's working to keep you. If you're used to being out of money at payday, it, believe me, if you've done it over and over again repetitiously, it has set your point. And the spiritual things control all natural things. Every natural thing is controlled by the more powerful world of the spirit. That's why words are so powerful, because they're spiritual. Are you following what I'm saying? Jesus said, my words, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. He spoke to a fig tree, and what happened to it? He spoke to a storm, what happened to it? Because his spirit overrides any natural thing. It'll stop it. Say amen to this. Amen. Confession is made unto salvation. Amen. I got to say something because I'm a spiritual being. A parrot can talk, but he don't believe it. You can believe and speak. Amen. Where did I tell you to turn? Mark 5. Put something right there. Let me just show you the scripture first. 2 Corinthians. So I'm coming back to Mark 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Now this teaching that I'm teaching you right now. Wait a minute. Oh, watch it stopped. Okay. That I'm teaching you right now. This is the cornerstone. This is what Brother Hagin taught for how many years? 50 years? Didn't teach anything else. But this is where the body of Christ needed to go. Because we needed to unhook from a world that is crumbling. It's falling apart, folks. Why? Because it's designed to fail. I'm talking about the world system now. I'm not talking about the earth. Okay? Now, where did I tell you? Put it up there on the board, please. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, keep going, and therefore have I spoken, keep going, and we believe, and therefore we speak. No, don't go to the next verse, just leave it right there, 13, okay? So we believe, and therefore we speak. You couldn't get Jesus to speak anything he didn't want to come to pass. He walks in Jairus' house. Now, Jairus' daughter is graveyard dead. Here's what Jesus said. She's not dead, she just sleep. And what did they start doing to him? They start laughing at him. And if you say something that's contrary to what they see, they're going to laugh at you. But you got to be willing to be hated on. Because in the end, we win. Turn to one more. Look at one more scripture. I'm in that same place now. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. I said 16. Maybe I'll just go straight to 18. Let's go straight to 18. All right. While we look not at the things that are what? Seen. But at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are
temporal.
Are what?
Temporal.
Are temporal. Temporal means subject to change. So if you can see it, feel it, touch it, taste and smell it, it's subject to change. How about your pocketbook? Is it subject to change? You hope so. You hope that thing is subject to change. Now I'm not coming down on anybody or anything like that. But I'm telling you, you want to raise your faith on up.
Amen.
Because eventually you can go from a used car to a new car.
Amen.
Come on now. I started in here with that faith and working my faith with a used car. I was glad to get it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for this car.
Amen.
But I got more faith in that.
Yes.
Because I kept using it.
Hallelujah.
So if it's seen, it's subject to change. Now let's go back to 1 Corinthians, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And let's start reading here. I'll start reading at verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. And watch what it says. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many nobles are called. Keep going. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. Keep going. And base things of the world and things which are what? Despised hath God chosen. Yea, the things which are what? Not, keep going, to bring to naught, keep going, the things that are. He's chosen something you can't see to bring to naught the things you can see.
Amen.
Got it? He's chosen something you can't see to bring to zero what you can see. Because everything you can see is subject to change.
Amen.
So I need to get something I can't see to bring something I can see to zero.
Amen.
Now, how am I going to do that? Turn to Hebrews chapter 11. All right, look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Keep going. The evidence of things not seen. Put it up there in the Amplified, please. Now notice, I can't see faith. Can't touch it, taste it, smell it. Yet it's a substance. And it's the same substance God used to create this world. But he passed it on to you because you're a duplicate of him and have you to operate the same way he did. Before he released that faith, he built an image of faith. Look what it says here. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not. Next. You went too far. Not revealed to the senses. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. You got what I'm saying? Yes. You look kind of sad. I'm going to pass you $100. Pass her $100 right there in the
glory
grave.
Glory to God.
Yeah. That'll bring her around. Now, don't you look sad. I ain't. That was a one-time deal.
You can look sad all you want to.
All right. Now, wait a minute. I can't feel it. But if I speak it, faith is coming. It's building inside of me. Now, the first thing it changes is the unseen. Something inside of me, I can't see, feel, touch, and smell, but it's changing inside of me. And I can have evidence that it's changing because every now and then I kind of change my speech. I'm not quite talking, complaining like I used to. Now, you got what I'm saying now? Now, this faith is a law. So don't tell me it doesn't work. It'll work for anybody. All right, now where did we say we were going? Mark 5. Look at verse Mark 5, all right? Let's start here at verse 25. Let's just start there. Are y'all with me? And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years. Keep going. And had suffered many things of a scientific verdict. It says up here, many physicians. I'm just going to put that because they're doing the best they can. She had gone to Mayo Clinic. Come on now. I'm talking about your case may be a case that the doctors said, we have no remedy for this. We're working on some things, but we're sorry we can't help you at this point. Now, wait a minute. And she had spent all that she had. No, don't change it yet, home. She had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Got it? What kind of image did she have? Grow worse. Because they told her each time, probably this thing is getting a little worse. Boom, she developed that on the inside. Now, the inside is taking over. Got it? Now, I'm saying you'd be surprised how many people have affected what you think or the image that's inside of you because of society we live in. They don't mean any harm by it. But next thing you know is you're not prospering, you're not progressing, you don't have quite the things that other people have, and you just wonder why? Why is this? Man, those people nothing. It's only politics that'll pit the rich against the poor. That's what they're doing. That's what all this is about, folks. It's about manipulation. Yes. You got to see above that. Yes. Nobody can hold me back but me. Amen. They can't tell me how high I can go, how far I can go, how much I can have. Can't tell me that. Now, they might try to set up a system to do that, like Pharaoh did with the children of Israel, but his system won't stop me because nothing can stop me if God be for me. Say amen to that. You'd be surprised how much you look at yourself. Let's say you look at yourself in the mirror, and because you don't look like somebody else, your hair ain't blowing, so forth and so on, then you start freaking out. You better hear what I'm saying. And then you start getting through all these and going through all these changes and so forth. You need to back off of that. The Bible says over in 2 Corinthians 3, look into the Word of God and see yourself like God says you are. It says the Word is a mirror. It'll tell you how you look. Don't go by what your eyes say. Go by what it says. And you build an esteem based on the Word of God. See, one of the reasons why people can take advantage of people is because they don't value themselves. They don't value themselves, man. They don't see themselves like God sees them. They see themselves way down here, and next thing you know, they'll be treated way down here, and then they get mad the folks are treating. Well, come on out of mountain now. Come on, step on up here. I am valuable. Say amen to that. I mean, there are just certain things I don't accept. Ask my wife. I don't like the soap to get small. I don't like the tissue to get lean. Come on, toilet paper, No. We should have at least one full one and one on the side. Now, I know I'm talking too much now, but that's all right. See, I'm telling you what the real deal is, because I had all kinds of bad images about my health, about their hair, and their hair. I had all kinds, I was tripping. Say amen to that. And when you're tripping, you'll be trying to imitate somebody else. You know, if they walk like this, you'll be trying to walk like this. If it doesn't make any difference, because you're tripping. You don't know who you are. You taking on anything that looks like it's going somewhere. But God is not going to be settled with you. Faith doesn't work out of pretension. Faith works out of reality. There's somebody that loves you. You can use your faith and get somebody to love you just like you are. Just love, man, just love you. And I know the people be saying, well, I don't see what he's seeing her. And they may not see it, but God got him. And listen, are y'all with me here? Am I tripping now or am I telling the truth? I try to be practical, man. You got faith, got to be practical. I want to use it right where it is. You can use faith to, you know what I mean? Whatever you need, God has promised you in his word. That's what you're going to have. Work that faith. You're not trying to get something from God that he doesn't have, or get something from God he doesn't want to give you, or treating God like a Santa Claus. You're blessing God by receiving his promises. I plan to leave this earth with nothing on the table. I want to receive everything God has for me. I want to be a walking word. Now, I'm going to finish this up. Are y'all following what I'm saying? Man, come on. Amen. All right, now where was I? All right, Mark 5. Let me just finish that. I know I got some more notes up there, but I didn't. All right, you with me? Now, notice what's stopping us now, the image inside, because that's the thing that's designed to hold you and make you so you won't rise or fall or whatever have you. It's not the devil messing with you. It's the image of the seeds that were sown by the system that he has. And so what you got to do is get that seed out. You see that something that's short in your life, you look in the Word of God and say, now this is not in my life. Now why am I broke every time, so forth and so on? Let me tell you, my friend, it's a seed. People are not poor because they don't have money. They're poor because they don't have knowledge. Are you following what I'm saying? It's that we got to sow new seed. We got to get in that Bible and say, this is what God says about me. All right, let's just finish that up. Going back up there to the same verse that I finished with. And suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all she had, but nothing better, but rather grew worse. Keep going. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Keep going. For she said, now take that verse and give it to me in the Amplified translation, please. For she what? Kept saying. See, I don't care how it looks, keep saying.
Yes, sir.
Come on now, I don't care what they said about you, keep saying. Now, I'm talking about raising yourself up so that you won't need to go borrow money for tuition to go to school. Come on, that's an image. That's an image that the enemy put inside of us that God didn't plant. According to the word of God, your schooling is paid for. Now give me my money. Say amen to that. Are you following what I'm saying? For she said, put it back up there, please. If I only touch his garment, I shall be what? Restored to health. Suppose she never got to touch it. According to the word, according to the words now. She was going to have to get restored. She's going to have to get another confession, so forth and so on. Because inside, she built an image. The image says, if I could just touch his her garment, I'm touching on his shoulder now. If I could just touch his garment, I'll be restored to health.
Amen. Amen.
And notice what she did? She pressed her way.
Yes.
Got it? Because they weren't letting her buy. They weren't letting her buy. But her image says, I got to get there. And when she got there and touched his clothes, virtue flowed. Put the rest of that scripture up there. Praise God in heaven. Glory to God. And straightway, keep going, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body she was what? Healed of that plague. Notice the process. She first had to confess. Then she had to act. Then she felt. You can't feel first, then act. You got to act when you don't feel. Got it? And when she touched his garment, pow, virtue flowed, drove that sickness out of her body. I'm talking about something that the doctors, the specialists, all the people never thought she could get healed. And here she was totally healed of all that. What happened to the grow worse image? It was destroyed. The word of God is designed to destroy distorted images. If you are broke now or at the end of the month and so forth, there is a distorted image in there. Get it out. And we can get it out with the word of God. For she kept saying, wealth and riches are in my house. Wealth and riches are in my house. Wealth and riches are. How we doing? We doing all right? All right, one more thing, and we'll go. Now, y'all with me? Changing your world. Now, the enemy has the church, or has been trying to get this church, like a movie I saw. And the name of the movie was Truman. Now, it's very clean movie. Very interesting, because what they did with this, and I'm not advocating movies, what they did is this man had wanted to build his world, and he put together this huge thing that inside of it had water, streets, houses, few office buildings, and all of it was enclosed in a big dome. And he had a child to be born in it called Truman. So Truman gets raised up. He's older now. He got all his learning in there, went to school in there, and so forth, never knowing that he's in a tank. Got it? All he knows is that every time he tries to go too far to this side and got in the water to go rowing the boat, the man cut on the switch that says waves come up. And the waves almost drowned him. And he pulled him back to shore, and now he's afraid to go in the water. Built a fear in him. I'm telling you, your blessing is behind that fear. It's behind that fear. You with me? And what happened? They got a wife for him and all that. Now, he didn't know it. But every day, they have, just like they show the soap operas, they have one called Truman. And all the thousands of cameras all over everywhere are following him everywhere. When he was a baby in a crib, cameras were showing. When he was growing up as a little boy, cameras were there. Take all that. How about his friends? All his friends were trumped up. They were actors. They weren't his friends at all. So every time he tried to go too far, some accident or something would happen, he'd be afraid to go there anymore. Truman, how the devil has regulated your world. So now, what happens? All of a sudden, he began to notice. He said, now, every morning I go to work, Mr. Jones is there, Miss so-and-so is there. He's there, and they all said, hello, Mr. Jones. He said, now, something wrong here. He said, I tell you what, let me go in the door and then come back out. And he did. And all of a sudden, things changed. Then he got his wife, said, listen, come drive with me. He said, let's go down this road. Now let's turn here. Now let's keep going around. Now let's go around again. Now let's go around again. He said, something's wrong. He said, something is wrong. And then they said, let's throw him off. Let's have him meet his long lost father. And had a person playing the role of his dad that he always wanted to see. All of it was a lie. Most of what you're seeing is a distortion. So what happened next? And it had him playing roles. Oh, yeah. Certain fashions. Sure. Oh, yeah. He'd all in it. And what happened? He said, listen, I'm a fool this bunch. I got a feeling one lady came in. And she was supposed to befriend him. She whispered in his ear, saying, Truman, this is a game they're playing on you. He said, whoa now. And then all of a sudden, they heard it on the microphone. And some people came in on the scene and tried to pretend that she has violated something and took her and arrested her. And she was hollering back, Truman, they're making a fool out of you or something, whatever it was. Now just hear what I'm saying now. Because maybe the enemy has been treating you like a puppet show. Because you haven't been using your faith. So one time, this is what he said. He said, I'm going to play like I'm asleep. And I'm going to get a recording of me snoring. And I'm going to fix the bed and the cover in the bed like I'm asleep and put on that recording. But I'm going out and see how far I can go. You got in that? All of a sudden, after a certain number of hours, they discovered, they said, come and see if that's him in that bed. That's the guy in the microphone. Now, he's looking at the whole thing. He's looking from the outside of this world in there because all these cameras are everywhere. And they saw, pull the covers back. This is not him. He's got this stuffed animal here. Say, let's go find him. So it's supposed to be nighttime, right? Phew. God flipped the light, daylight came. just like that.
And where was Truman? He was out on a boat headed for the perimeter. And what did they say? Make the waves come. And the waves start coming. Got so bad, threw him off the boat. He almost died. But he said, no, I'm not going to give up. And the next thing you know, the boat hit the end of the stage. He can't got out of that boat, went up the stairs of the stage, opened the door, turned around, took a bow, and left. Let me tell you what got him there. His faith and his determination to live a better life. I'm telling you what'll get you there. When you get in this word and see what kind of life God has for you, it's up to you now to decide, I'm not going to stay where I'm at. I've got an inheritance for me, and I'm going to get it. Amen. That's all we got for you. Give the Lord a hand. Clap, praise God. Woo! God's got something good for you, and you're going to get it. You will not be held back. You will not be held down. Anything that's been opposing you and holding you back, this night I declare that that power is broken in the name of Jesus. Now you go for it in the name of Jesus. Oh, give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Changing your world. Hallelujah. Before we leave, if you're here and God has spoken to your heart about being born again, that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that you get into the right place so that you can change your world. So if you're here and you say, Pastor Winston, that's me, you know.